T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
6:14, Friday morning, July 30th, near record heat. Highs going to go to 100 plus, and that's officially, because you know damn well if you're out standing on the concrete, it's more than 100 degrees. So plenty of breaks, drink a lot of water, you know the routine, and if you're a roofer, God bless you. I might consider calling in sick if I were you. I know that's not appropriate, but man, it's got to be terrible to have that job. Practice for the Saints today was supposed to be the first day that fans could go. You might want to check in, or you can download the Saints app or download the Odyssey app, and we'll let you know. But Coach Payton yesterday said on Going Inside, he said he thought it was best for the first couple of days, as they're in the ramp up period, to go inside. They'll get plenty of outside practices, just best to start off inside. So Mike Dettillier, co-host of Sports Talk, WWL NFL and college football player, author of the draft guide that is nationally known, rock on tour, man about town, could be the mayor of Thibodeau, but he decided not to run. joins us right now. Does Mayor Thibodeau have a mayor or not?
Yeah, they sure do.
They do?
Sure do.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, are you thinking about running? I'll manage your campaign.
No. Let me put this the best way. I've been asked to run for political office. I've no interest. Okay. Not that I don't have interest in the community and everything else, but I also see the negative part of it too.
Yeah, Mike's closet looks like Halloween.
If I was a 40-year-old guy, I might think about it. But No, let that for someone else. I can do good other ways.
You can. I forgot to throw in degree in engineer as well. So you are definitely a renaissance man. What did you see yesterday at practice, Mike?
Well, it was sort of the pajamas and slippers situation where you're in shells, and it's you can see the pitch and catch part of the game. The quarterbacks, both Jameis and Taysom threw the football well. But you expect that in that sort of setting. I thought Jameis had a really, really good day of practice throwing the ball. Really did. The running backs, we talked about it on Sports Talk last night. Man, they seem raring to go. And that's not a surprise also. You can't tell anything about the left guard or a right defensive end and that sort of thing. Not in those type settings. But you can see it in the pitch and catch part of the game and also with the running backs. So all of them ran. Even some of the backups, people like a Dwayne Washington, Stevie Scott, who was an undrafted free agent from Indiana. Those guys are raring to go. Now, again, it's real early, so I wouldn't put a lot of things. I tell this to a lot of young reporters, be careful what you're writing about. Now, I know you got to have a story, and you want to, if that guy makes a big catch or a nice run or whatever, but don't make him the camp darling after one day, because it sometimes doesn't work that way. And we were talking about this with Marcus Colston when he first came to the Saints in 06. The mini camps and the rookie camps, he didn't jump out at you. And even in training camp, it was, I'm going to say, a good week and a half before you started to see this big receiver with strong hands making that catch, running that route precisely, and all of a sudden he blossoms. And I've seen it the flip way, where a guy looks great the first couple days, and then the heat of the summer camps unblossoms him, I guess is the best way to put it. You're still real, real early in all this, and yesterday was just kind of a pajamas and slippers run through.
You know, it's interesting. I don't know if I was listening to you guys on Sports Talk, or because I read a lot, listen a lot, and I get confused sometimes, but how Sean Payton was talking about pretty much everything, or maybe it was Bobby and you talking about everything being evaluated from getting in and out of the huddle, from managing the clock and so forth. All of that, even at this stage, is being watched very closely, right?
Yeah, because as a when you're the quarterback, it doesn't matter if you're Ian Book or if you're Jameis or Taysom Hill. He wants to see how efficient that can be done. I mean, for you to know the verbiage, for you to understand what's being called, understanding certain, movement around that's going to happen with plays, and you have to get that out in real quick fashion. Okay, this ain't high school football no more. That's gone. This is the NFL, where they're going to adjust to everything and anything you do, and you want to make sure you get that right. So the mental part of the game is so important, especially if you're a young player. And Sean sort of brought this out yesterday in the comments, in that, a big part of his job is drafting players, signing undrafted college free agents, developing them, teaching them, and having them understand at a very quick rate what your job is, not 25% of the time, not 50, not 75, all the time. And those little elements could get you a spot on the roster or get you cut. If you don't know what you're supposed to do, I don't care how talented you are, I can't keep you. Now, that's like that in a lot of other jobs in this world. But, I think in a lot of other jobs, they give you a little bit of development along the way. In the NFL, the cut is hard. You mess up. I got a lot of other guys ready to take your spot. And so that's the difference in this team, maybe, than we've seen in the last 5, 6, 7 years.
All right, quick break. We come
back. Guys knew it.
I'm sorry. And that nomenclature, Mike, we'll take a quick break and come back here. That's like a foreign language. Not only is it a foreign language, but you better damn well know what it means, what it understands, and then what variants of that language you may have to check off to at the line of scrimmage. It's very, very complicated stuff. It's not like you're saying like Al Bundy poke high with, all right, you go over there and then you go over here. No, not the case. Text comes in. Tommy, can you ask Mike if he saw the rookie quarterback Ian Book from Notre Dame? I'm a big Notre Dame fan, pulling hard for him that he at least makes a team. Mike will answer that when we come back, and whatever other questions you have to the Oaken Heart Jeweler, WWL Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. 622 Friday morning, July 30th. Let's look at traffic, shall we, on WWL? Somebody texted in here on WWL. It is exactly that. In simple terms, the receiver goes beyond, the receiver grows. They're just running back who is, basically they're saying like it is the same as high school, that it's just a matter of the receiver beating the man and so forth. And I would suggest you look up, it's WWL, by the way, 627. I'm Tommy Tucker. Jordan Fiegel sent me something, Mike, one time about Nick Saban's defense and when you have to do this and when you have to do that. And I think calculus would be easier than this. Do you think the average person has any idea how complicated these schemes are? And that's Nick Saban. That's in Alabama. That's not the NFL.
Yeah, that's why that texter, he doesn't really know what he's talking about. None. No clue. About how quick this game is and compared to high school football. Now, listen, you got your opinion, and good. You can sell that to somebody else, but you really don't understand the speed and the physicality of this game is so different than when maybe you played high school football 15 years ago or 20 years ago or 5 years ago. It's a totally different world, and it's so precise. And we talked about this yesterday, being high school open, being college open, and being professionally open downfield. Okay, when you high school open, sometimes you open by a good yard, yard and a half from someone. In college, you might have half a step or three quarters of a step on someone. In the pros, it's a matter of inches of that defensive back getting his hands on a football and you making a catch. It's so different. But again, you know, it's not part of the narrative. Some people, you know, it's so easy, man, you know, and if I wouldn't have had that knee injury or arm injury, I'd be playing today, you know. And man, do I hear it? Oh, God.
I'll bet you I could throw that football over that mountain over there. I'll tell you that. Yeah, have you ever seen Napoleon Dynamite or not? Uncle Rico.
So you get it, you know, and you almost have to laugh about, but God bless him. I mean, you
yes,
know,
exactly.
It's not that way. And it's like that, for, I think, for everybody's job. Things that you do, you got it easy. No, what you brought up about, man, somebody working, putting roofing on a home, or yeah. You working on a street, or are you a welder? You know, or is somebody working inside of a boat today? Man, you talk about a tough job. That's it. Now, some people, that's easy today. Yeah, you go do it and see
exactly.
How easy it is.
Exactly. You get in the hole of that ship, not to mention the angles that you got to get at and the awkward positions. I don't know how they do it. Honestly, no. And you see guys 50, 60 years old still doing it today, and I don't know how.
And breathing
happens.
In that environment.
Oh, yeah, not to mention that. And then go off on a weekend like it's just nothing. Now, somebody explained to me that's the difference between work strong and workout strong. They're two different things.
Yeah, that's true.
I think in the NFL it's probably a little bit of both. But, you know, Mike, real quick, we got to get to the break and then we'll pick it up. But the NFL is almost, if you look at what's going between quarterback and receiver, they call it rapport or they call it familiarity, but it's almost like mind reading, isn't it?
You better be on the same page. That mental telepathy, I guess.
You got to know what the other guy is thinking. You better know
yep.
what the other guy is
you
thinking in what
it.
Situation. And that's because it is so close in the NFL. You're talking about fractions of an inch of difference, fractions of a second, and you got to take that opportunity. Get it more when we come back. Got any questions, comments, text them to 504-260-1870. Time now, WWL First News with Dave Cohen. If a championship is to be harvested in the cold winds of autumn, then surely the seeds are planted on the steamy, hot practice fields of July. How about that, Mike? Huh? What do you think about
that's
that?
That's pretty good. That's pretty
yeah,
good,
damn
John
right
Facenda.
It's pretty good. Well, no, I couldn't carry John Facenda's jockstrap. You kidding me?
Well,
I don't
that's,
even know if he wore
that's,
one.
That's who you're trying to imitate. So you
well, no,
did
I understand
a good job.
I'm imitating, but I'm not. Well, no, I don't think so. No, that guy was awesome. Let me tell you this. I did find the article that I was talking about with Nick Saban's defense. Mm-hmm. And this is college, okay? The defense will initially show a two-deep safety look. Six is a coverage call, so the safeties know one of them will rotate toward the weak side. They'll have to identify the weak side based on the offensive formation. If they determine the weak side is on the left, they'll make a Liz call, and the left safety will rotate to the left. If the weak side is on the right, they'll make a rip call, and the safety will rotate to the right. So against the 2x2 formation, the star and safety should be on opposite sides. The star will be on the strength of the formation, while the safety will rotate to the opposite weak side. You got that on two. Ready, break. Oh, and by the way, you got to do that in real time with incredibly skilled athletes moving very fast. Oh, by the way, that are trying to hurt you. So it's pretty simple, isn't it, Mike?
Yeah, just like high school football, like the guy wrote, man. You know, so again, not I'm not picking on him, but I'm just saying.
But that, I don't even know what I just read. I don't know what I read. Okay. I don't know what that means.
All that you got to now that goes from play to play. So you
right,
got
exactly.
to remember all of this sort of assignment work, and then what happens when the quarterback adjusts? Okay. To what
well, we start
he
all
sees.
Over.
And so it's, man, you all back to square one.
Yeah.
And that's, Mike New told me this story. Mike's now the head coach at Ball State. And he was describing Drew Brees. And he made the comment, he's like a history professor teaching you history that hasn't happened.
Wow.
That he could see it and understand it before it even, the play even developed. And that, and you know, the great ones can do that. You know, Peyton Manning or Tom Brady, or what Brees could do in his prime. It's just amazing how they can, their mind is like that, and how they play the game before the game's even played. It's through their ears. And how much of this game is so mental today. And while we talk about speed and the power and the physicality of the game, it's also a mind memory, understanding what you've seen in the past, you'll see again, and how to adjust to it. And that's the real crux of the matter.
You can't go back to that article that I just read and start thumbing through it. It's like, wait, now let's see if what? Now who? Let me see what I'm looking at. If he's does, you need to know it like the back of your hand. Real quick, when somebody talked about the young guy from Notre Dame, did he get a chance yesterday? What'd you see?
What you saw is a guy that he's athletic. He is someone that I think will play better in a game than maybe sometimes look in practice. He's got some skill set there that he can throw the football accurately. It's nice. It's compact. It's over the top on his delivery, and he sets his feet well. Now, he's got one bad habit, and I want to see in a game how he reacts to it. And watching him at Notre Dame, a lot of times, he was backing up making a throw. He was almost throwing it off base, almost as though he was fixing to get drilled. And sometimes there's no one in front of him. It's just a bad habit he picked up in high school because most likely he played on a team that he was getting hit a lot. So you had to do it to get rid of the ball. That won't necessarily show up in practice, but in a real game, I want to see how Sean has worked with him because that does take you some velocity and some strength off of a throw if you're not having your feet set. Now, some guys can get away with it, you know, but Ian can't. He's got to stay in there with his feet planted to throw the ball. A lot of times at Notre Dame, the worst throws for him, it was almost as though he was getting hit, and sometimes there wasn't anyone there. So it's between your ears, so to speak, to do it. He's going to make this football team. He's very athletic. He's got a nice delivery and nice touch on the ball. Sean didn't pick him to be a backup. I think in the back of Sean's head, he thinks that one day that Ian can be a starter in the NFL.
Wow. Let me ask this about, somebody texted this in about the eye in the sky, right? Doesn't lie, watches everything.
That's right.
Even in terms of little passes that Jameis Winston's throwing, Jason Hill throwing, do they even watch, like, to see what kind of spin they're putting on the ball, if it's a wobbler, if it's a tight spiral, or do they just care about where it lands, or do they address the spiral part and the mechanics part of it? Walk us through all of that if you can.
You're trying to watch all of that, but bottom line is you want to make sure that he's accurate. Now, sometimes it's not going to be the best-looking pass, but did it get there? And did you get it between arms and hands? And he dropped one in the bucket yesterday to Deontay Harris that was right over the top. Brian Poole had a shot at it, and he thought he was going to get help over the top, and it didn't happen. He dropped it between two defenders. Now, again, was that the tightest spiral? Not really, but, man, it got there. It got right where it had to be. You know, I think sometimes that's overblown about the tight spiral. Now, some throws you got to make it that way, but others downfield, you're trying to get it to an area. You're trying to get it to a spot, and so that's the most important thing: the timing and the touch on a throw. more so than say, boy, that was a real pretty incompletion. You know, it looked good, but it was incomplete. You know, it's all about timing and touch.
Frozen rope going right to the cornerback. My God, that was a beautiful pass. You see the way the corner stepped right in front of it?
Man. It looked nice, though, didn't it?
It spun nicely into the wrong guy's hands. We're going to take a break. We come back, and we'll talk about what did you learn about defense yesterday. Could you see anything really in these pajamas and slippers practices? 6:50, 10 till 7. Traffic now, WWL. 6:54, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Mike Dettillier, co-host of Sports Talk, WWL NFL and college football analyst. Love listening to you in the afternoon, Mike, and talking to you in general. Sean Payton yesterday talking about inside and outside practices, saying he thinks it's best for the first couple of days. And I bring that up, and I know you're not the official spokesman or anything, but reading the tea leaves for fans that were planning on going to practice today, you think that's going to happen, or do you think that's going to wind up inside and the fans won't be able to see it?
Well, they haven't said anything yet, so that tells me that at least some of that practice will be outside.
Okay.
Just be careful if you're going, get your hat on, get you hydrated, just be careful out there because that heat's brutal. If you're not used to it, it'll take its toll on you very, very quickly.
I don't know what they would accomplish in heat like this. Do you, at this point? I don't think it would help. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, because, you can take a little bit of it, but I understand what he's trying to say early on. You know, you're kind of getting accustomed already to being in a groove of working. And, you can practice outside. But, man, I'm just telling you, it is really, really hot. And so now, years ago, there was nothing with that. We saw it. We were outside and watching these guys sort of melt in the heat. Bob was talking about Steve Court losing over 20 pounds.
That's crazy.
In one practice session, a big man losing that type of weight. So be real careful with it. And Sean is. I mean, today you're much more knowledgeable about, kind of your body and how to protect that a little bit because, you understand this is a 17-game season, okay? So you don't want to beat these guys up to hell now, understanding what's happening in September, October, November, and December. And for people outside, and you're not used to it, man, be real careful. Make sure you're hydrated. Make sure you got a hat on your head because that sun is unforgiving once it's starting to hit you.
Thank goodness they learned that going without water doesn't make you tougher. It only weakens you and it puts you in danger.
Back when in our days, there were no water breaks.
Nope,
get your salt tablet and get back out there, kid. You're okay.
Salt tablet and a little half cup of Gatorade or something is what we got. And a little half Coke
or
cup.
Honey. They used to give you like a little deal of honey to drink, which, that didn't really go down well, especially on an empty stomach and you dehydrated. But today, you just know a little bit more about how to handle the heat. And so, again, if you are going and that it has not been canceled yet or moved inside, I'm just guessing that it's going to roll today, at least most of the practice.
People might be lined up already. I don't know. Tell me about the defense real quick.
That.
Can you tell anything? Did you see anything yesterday about the defense that struck out maybe to you or made you take notice?
The one thing I was wondering who was going to be opposite Lattimore on the outside corner, and it ended up being Patrick Robinson. Mm-hmm. And Pat in high school, in college at Florida State, early in his NFL career was an outside corner. But the last 4, 5, 6 years, he's really been a nickel. He's really been an inside corner. Now he's got duties back outside. But Sean basically told you 2 days ago, we're looking for an outside corner. I mean, he spelled it out pretty specific that was an area this team really needs. It's a must get, and it's still open. So that to me was the one stick out. You wanted to see that who was going to be opposite it. And early on, it was Patrick Robinson that was playing that other outside corner. Patrick's not a young dude no more. He's a young in a young man's world, but right. In the NFL, he's kind of getting up there for that outside corner.
Like that gymnast world, 24 and you're an old person. What?
Man, that's unbelievable,
that's
but
crazy.
It's true. Same thing in swimming. You know,
yeah, that's right.
You're a 26-year-old in swimming, you old. What? Good gracious. But that's just the way the sports world is.
All right, thank you, Mike. I appreciate your
time.
We'll be listening for you this afternoon. I know you're doing double duty, and I do appreciate you coming on. All right?
Thank you, mate.
You stay hydrated, too. Mike Dettelier, co-host of Sports Talk, WWL NFL and college football analyst. He writes,
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.